Thank you for contacting customer support. My name is Ayana. How may I help you?
Hi there. My name is Amanda Shelton. I was calling. I spoke to someone earlier today. I wanted to make sure that my subscription was canceled. I had ordered online, which I'm sure you guys get this all the time since it's not on your website, that you're charging a $90 subscription. I wanted to make sure that the subscription was canceled.
Okay, ma'am. Can you provide me with a zip code, please?
61572.
Set 61572?
Yes.
Your first and last name?
Amanda Shelton.
Mr. Shelton, can you verify a shipping address for me, please?
106 West Bishop, Box 2048, City, Illinois, 61572.
Okay, hold for just a second for me, okay? Yes, ma'am, I do see here that you had our Keto Ascend as well as the Keto Ascend Cleanse. They do work as dietary supplements that will help encourage weight loss. I do see here where your account is canceled, Mrs. Shelton.
Okay. How do I go about getting refunded since it wasn't shown that there was a subscription when you bought that? There was no subscription that you clicked on, nor was I enrolled in. Because I contacted the SEC and sent them a request, and I've contacted the Better Business Bureau, and it looks like this is a common practice.
Yes, ma'am. I do see here where you did speak to an agent previously today. They did offer a full refund right before you hung up, according to the notes. I can go ahead and refund you in the amount of...
Yeah, no, she did not. She did not. Her name was May. I've already called my credit card company and canceled my credit card because that's how.
Okay, Mrs. Shelton, may I ask that you file a dispute regarding those charges with your credit card company?
I did that as well, but they cannot.
Okay,
do that,
ma'am. Well, since you did go ahead and file a dispute, we will have to get a call from the bank confirming that the dispute has been dropped before we do issue any refunds on our behalf, ma'am.
No. You didn't listen to my full thing. They would not let me file a dispute because you guys said that it was a subscription. So I never did.
It is a subscription, ma'am. You did agree to the terms and conditions once you placed that order. That did say that if you didn't call within those 14 days, you would be billed the full price of those products as well as be put on automatic shipment.
So how do I go about getting a refund then? Because obviously me and like 5,000 people on the FTC website did not know that. It's very deceptive.
Yes, ma'am. It was just a simple mistake of probably failing to read the terms and conditions thoroughly. I am going to go ahead and refund you on the amount of $91.89 as well as $92.90. And you should see those refunds appear in your account in about 3 to 5 business days. And your account is also canceled, so you won't receive anything further. And is there anything else that I can do for you today, ma'am?
What was your name, please?
Ayana, A-Y-A-N-N-A.
A-Y-A-N-N. And what was, do you have like a employee number?
No, ma'am, we don't have employee numbers here. I can't provide you with a cancellation number for your records.
Oh, that would be great. Because the number the lady this morning gave me an agent number.
Yes, ma'am. This morning you spoke to the actual company that sells this product. We are a third-party company that works with them, ma'am.
Oh, my God. Well, I'm sorry to yell at you, but she was awful. You are not awful.
Ma'am.
She was awful.
Yes, ma'am, it's totally understandable, and we do apologize about that. Do you have a pen and paper available for your cancellation number?
Sure. Yeah, what's that number?
C as in Charlie, 82, D as in David, 0, A as in Adam, A as in Adam. B, C as in Charlie. 6, 4, 5.
Okay. All right, that sounds good.
Okay, is there anything else that I could do for you today, ma'am?
Nope, that should be it. I appreciate your help.
No problem. Thank you for contacting customer support. You have a great day, okay?
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.